A correlation between hard trough depth and inclination in quiescent X-ray transients. Evidence for a low-mass black hole in GRO-JO422+32, by J. Cazares et al. We present a new method to derive binary inclinations in quiescent black hole, BH, X-ray transients, XRTs, based on the depth of the trough, T, from double-peaked high emission profiles arising in accretion disks. We find that the inclination angle, I, is linearly correlated with T in phase-averaged spectra with sufficient orbital coverage, greater than 50%, and spectral resolution, following I, Deg, equals 93.5 XT+23.7. The correlation is caused by a combination of line opacity and local broadening, where a leading, axis broadening, component scales with the projected velocity of the outer disk. Interestingly, such scaling allows to estimate the fundamental ratio M1, POB by simply resolving the intrinsic width of the double peak profile. We apply the TI correlation to derive binary inclinations for GRO-JO422+32 and SWIFT-J1357-0933-2BHXRTs where strong flickering activity has hindered determining their values through ellipsoidal fits to photometric light curves. Remarkably, the inclination derived for GRO-JO422+32, I equals 55.6 ± 4.1, implies a BH mass of 2.7 ± 0.7 to 0.5 ms, and thus placing it within the gap that separates BHs from neutron stars. This result proves that low-mass BHs exist in nature and strongly suggests that the so-called mass gap is mainly produced by low-number statistics and possibly observational biases. On the other hand, we find that SWIFT-J1357-0933 contains a 10.9 ± 1.7 to 1.6 ms BH seen nearly edge-on, I equals 87.4 ± 2.6 to 5.6 Deg. Such extreme inclination, however, should be treated with caution since it relies on extrapolating the TI correlation beyond I greater than 75 Deg, where it has not yet been tested. This was a correlation between hard trough depth and inclination in quiescent X-ray transients, evidence for a low-mass black hole in GRO-JO422+32, by J. Cazares et al.